together out in the field.
That was when they used to thrash it. They'd stack it in the field when they had a small crop. But after they got the raised more wheat, why they'd cut it with a binder and shock it, and then thrash it with a thrashing machine.
Uh-huh. Well, now back in your father's farm, how?
I expect they tramped out wheat them days with horses. They had wood floor in their barn, and they'd put their wheat around there and lay it down, and I think they cut the bands off before they laid it down. It was bound with twine.
Well, now, while we were still out in the field, I was wondering, did he gather it into...
I think they put it in the barn out of the shop, maybe, and then tramped it out. They didn't have very much.
I see.
And they tramp it out on the horses. They'd lead the horses around, two or three fellows, and stack it around in like a fox ring. Mm-hmm. When you played fox at school, and walk them on the heads, and that is shattered out, and then they take the straw off and run through the fan mill and clean it.
Back in your
there
father's
was, there was a
farm.
Wheat.
That's fine.
There
too.
Was a wheat.
Uh-huh. After it was first cut, did you gather it into old bundles, maybe this big around?
It come out of a binder in bundles, and then you'd
Well, I mean, wait, still out in the field. Did you ever put it into stacks?
Some of them did. Some of them would stack it and then thrash it out of the stack.
Uh-huh.
That was later.
Did you ever use the word sheaf?
Yes. Well, we'd say bundles. I don't know which is right.
Uh-huh.
I guess sheaf would do.
Well, how big would a sheaf be?
Oh, a sheaf would be maybe that big in diameter and about that long after it was cut.
How many stalks would fit into a sheaf?
Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't know.
Well, I don't have any idea, so.
Well, I expect 1,000.
Is that right? That
I
many?
Expect to be 1,000 in a sheaf.
Well, now, would you put so many sheaves together and make...
Yes, make a shock.
I see. How many sheaves would go?
About a dozen.
Uh-huh.
12 or 14. I expect generally a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Then put a cap on top to turn the water. Break a sheaf. Break a sheaf, spread it out, and then put it on the shock.
I see. Now... How much wheat would you get on an acre?
Well, you'd get difference just on some, get more, get anywhere from 25 to 40 bushels an acre, just on if you had a good year. We raised 40 bushels an acre, and down as low as 15. And some years, when the fly worked on it, it wouldn't make hardly anything, but we don't have the fly anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I'm interested in some animal terms. You call the female of the cattle family called
cow.
Uh-huh.
Heifer. Of course, she's a heifer until she's a cow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the male?
Yeah. Bull.
Uh-huh. Any other terms common for bull?
Yeah.
What were they?
Called a bull ever since I can remember.
Uh-huh. Did you ever take any care not to say bull in front of women?
I don't know if we ever did. We would call them male cows, I guess.
Uh-huh. But it wasn't the custom necessarily to.
Of course, the men always call them a bull.